Okay, thank you everyone. Are you able to help me with get the PowerPoint up?
In the meanwhile.
That's all right.
In the meanwhile, I just wanted to raise a comment that I also got via the app. There was a question whether people, since we are going to share the slide, whether people couldn't take pictures of the slide because it's apparently distracting.
Okay, thank you everyone. So this is a study that I did in cooperation with adults with ADHD. So ADHD is common, increasingly recognized in adults, but adults with ADHD as a population are relatively under-researched and they're also under-resourced. So the research questions I was interested in is, does ADHD cause functional impairment in adults if we ask them? And are they helped by stimulant medication? And do they have difficulties accessing treatment? So this is going to be principally focusing on the first two of those questions. So this was a questionnaire which was distributed to attendees of four meetings of a community support organization, adults with ADHD. So on the questionnaire, which was anonymous, we asked for demographic information, but also to rate their functioning on and off medication and did some analysis and it had ethics approval. So of the people who were attending, at the time that they answered the questionnaire, they were on average close to just over 40 with quite a wide spread. Interestingly, the average age of diagnosis was 33 for men and women, again, a wide spread of standard deviation. And when they were asked to think back to how old they thought they were when they were first symptomatic from their ADHD, most of them felt that they were symptomatic in childhood, and in fact, 93% reported as being symptomatic before the age of 18. And so these are the questions I asked about functional impairment. These are my own questions, and I think of functional impairment in five different modalities. So firstly, are people underachieving in relation to their ability? Secondly, are they experiencing, is their behavior generating unreasonable levels of stress or disruption within the family? And then again, the same thing at school or at work. Is their behavior significantly negatively affecting their ability to form peer relationships outside the family? And finally, and really importantly, what's the effect on self-esteem? So they were asked to rate these from 0 to 3. So this is the result. So blue represents their estimate of their functioning when unmedicated. And you can see that out of a total maximum of 3, their ratings were from 2 to 3 in terms of their assessment of impairment and feeling particularly impaired in their level of achievement in their career or education and also in their level of self-esteem. Now, most of these people also rated their level of function when on medication, and you could see in each modality there was a highly significant improvement in their functioning when on medication. So it went down to just under 1.5, down to about 1. So the conclusions were, of the 82% who rated their function on and off medication, significant improvement in their subjective impression of their functioning when on medication, suggesting that medication is really important for functioning in this particular group of adults with ADHD, but also late diagnosis, remembering that most of them had symptoms before the age of 18, the average age of diagnosis was 33. So late diagnosis could be a problem that may be compounding the level of impairment in these individuals, and that may be related to difficulties with treatment access. So I'd like to thank adults with ADHD, particularly Joy Toll and Ray Steele, for allowing me to come into their meetings and collect data. Thank you.